Okay, I'm pleased to welcome Tanya Everly from the Dorset and Somerset Air Ambulance. Good afternoon to you, Tanya.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in. Now then, you've got this upcoming topless swim event supporting the Air Ambulance. Tell us all about that, please.
Yes, certainly. On the 23rd of August, we're very excitingly hosting a brand new event for us. It's an open water topless swim for women at Vobster Quay in Somerset, where women will have the opportunity, if they want to swim topless in the beautiful, beautiful lake that's there. It's a disused quarry, actually. And the whole purpose of the event is to raise vital funds for our service, because we're not funded by the NHS, but also raise awareness around the fact that women are less likely to receive CPR by bystanders than men.
And why is that?
Well, it's a tricky one. There's been lots of research done with various various bodies talking about this, and I think there's a stigma and a concern around exposing women's breasts and the chest. But if someone is unconscious and in a cardiac arrest, the law works on the principle of implied consent. So it assumes that if a person needs to have life-saving intervention, there would be implied consent. So if you're exposing a chest to perform CPR or use a defibrillator, you're acting in good faith to save a life. So that's all that counts in those emergencies.
So what we're talking about is maybe men being embarrassed or worrying about what they think might look a bit on the dodgy side.
Sure.
But what we're trying to do is save somebody's life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's all about breaking down those barriers. Mm-hmm. I did a first aid course about 2 weeks ago. We talked about CPR and that, and really you've got to start straight away, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Really?
Every second counts, there's so much data, and our clinical practitioners and doctors at the Dorset and Somerset Air Ambulance will say, we regularly attend, unfortunately, cardiac arrests. We tend to go to the sickest and poorliest of patients, and every second really does count when it comes to CPR.
And the thing is, it's no time to be embarrassed or worry. You could make the difference between somebody surviving or not surviving, isn't it?
Absolutely. And every second makes a real difference for how the brain reacts when it's starved to oxygen, and those outcomes post the event if the person does survive.
And you've got to keep going until somebody else, like a paramedic turns up. You just keep going, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
And as well as, the Dorset and Somerset Air Ambulance, you've got so many fundraising events going on all the time. What about the naming the helicopter event?
Oh, so we are very, very excited that we have our second aircraft now. It's up in operation as we speak. And it doesn't have a name. So our first helicopter is called Pegasus, or Peggy for short. Mm. And we're really excited to name our new aircraft. So if you head over to our website, Dorset and Somerset Air Ambulance website, you'll be able to enter a competition with a chance to come and meet that aircraft as well if you win.
Oh, very exciting. And have you got any names that people have suggested so far? Any good names?
Well, the call sign has CC at the end, so for critical care. So at the moment, it's known as CC, but we're very open to suggestions.
Mm. Something a little bit funny, maybe.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Nice.
And it costs a fortune to keep the air ambulance going, doesn't it? Have you got any numbers? How much does it cost?
Well, each mission's around £3,500 to go out. We're not funded by the NHS. Lots of people aren't aware of that. It is a charity. We are a charity. We attend around 3,000 tasks a year. So that's 3,000 of the poorest people across Dorset and Somerset that require our help. On average, around four times a day, we're up in the air. But we also do attend by car. We have two cars in our fleet. So it's all about the quickest way to get the hospital to the patient. And sometimes that's not by air, but sometimes it is.
Mm. So I take it you've got crews on standby all the time then?
Yes, we do. We're not 24 hours at the moment, but we are looking to sort of trial that in the near future. So, you know, we're finding that our service is required more and more. So we are hoping to be completely a 24-hour service at some point soon.
It is surprising when things like the air ambulance, I've always thought the lifeboat as well, when you think it's totally down to the public supporting them, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's funny, you think the government might help a little bit on things like that, wouldn't you?
Well, let's not get into that conversation
absolutely. I'm not talking about any particular government, but, you know, it's just like it's one of those things.
Absolutely, and it's such a vital service because, you know, we're very blessed with our crews that they are extremely skilled specialist doctors and critical care practitioners. So they're able to basically perform surgeries at the side of the road as needed. Mm. You know, I've spoken to many a doctor who said that they've done pretty much every procedure at the side of a road that they might have done in the accident and emergency department, which is incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic work. And, of course, those helicopters must need a lot of maintaining as well, hence how much it costs for each call out.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about you've got a plane pull event coming up as well?
Yeah, that's coming up in August as well, on the 31st of August. That's at Bournemouth Airport. We've got some places there to have a fun day pulling a plane along the airport. You can join, enter as a team, or, you know, come along on your own and join a team that we'll allocate you to on the day. But that's another fun fundraising challenge we've got on. We've got all sorts of events that people can get involved with on our website. We're very blessed to have an amazing fleet of volunteers that also join us for our events and host events for us. So if anyone is interested to get more involved in our work, please do head over to our website and register your interest, and, you know, we will more than likely get in touch to get your help.
Brilliant. Have you got the website address there?
It's, you've put me on the spot here.
Yeah, I like it. I'm famous for that.
Dorset and dsairambulance.org.uk.
yeah, excellent. And I was going to say, how heavy is it's a big plane? It's like a proper passenger airliner, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Boeing 737, as far as I'm aware. That's going to be quite heavy. So it will be a challenge, but we'll be there on the day to support you every pull of the way.
Yeah, every pull of the way. I like it. And just remind us when the topless swim is going to take place.
Yeah, so that's on the 23rd of August this year. It's a women-only event. We have sold a fair few places. They are filling up fast, so please do register your interest. We are asking for a £50 fundraising target, but whatever you can you can support us with would be fantastic. And everyone who comes along in the evening will get a free bright yellow swim cap, which is quite exciting, and a sweet treat, and the opportunity to swim in an absolutely stunning venue. Vobster Quay is beautiful. It's usually a members only place to swim, and they're opening their doors to the general public for that evening, which is really exciting. They've been a long-term supporter of ours for many years, so we're super grateful that they're opening the gates for us for that event.
Lovely. Well, many thanks for coming in today, and good luck with all of those events.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Take care.